Today is the birthday of the great 20th century saxophonist Illinois Jacquet, or Jacquette. Today is Thursday, the 31st of October, 2019. It is the 304th day of the year, 61 days remaining till the end of the year, 5 days until elections here in San Francisco on Tuesday, 124 days until primaries, and 369 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 7:35. The sun will set at 6:11. We have 10 hours, 36 minutes of daylight. Solar transit at 12:53. Next high tide at 2:02 this afternoon. And the final low tide at the Golden Gate arrives at 8:48 tonight. The moon is currently 15.3% visible. A waxing crescent moon will have a full moon on Tuesday, November 12th. Today is All Hallows Eve, the day before All Saints Day, commonly called Halloween, also called Allantide in Cornwall, Hope to Na in the Isle of Man, Samhain in the Northern Hemisphere, and Beltane in the Southern Hemisphere. Today is also the first Day of the Dead, celebrated in Mexico and Mexican culture until November 2nd. Today is Books for Treats Day, Carve a Pumpkin Day, Girl Scout Founders Day, Caramel Apple Day, Doorbell Day, Increase Your Psychic Powers Day, Knock Knock Jokes Day, Magic Day, Reformation Day, Scare a Friend Day, Sneak Some Candy for Yourself Before the Kids Start Knocking, and Trick or Treat for UNICEF, as well as World Savings Day. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Chiang Kai-shek, Ethel Waters, Dale Evans, Jane Jarvis, Dick Francis, Helmut Newton, Norodom Sihanouk, Michael Collins, the astronaut, Dan Rather, Michael Landon, Tom Paxton, Ali Farka Touré, David Ogden Steers, Brian Doyle Murray, John Candy, Jane Pauley, Neil Stephenson, Kate Campbell, and Vanilla Ice. On this day in history, in 1941, after 14 years of work, Mount Rushmore is completed. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you might be interested what will be served for lunch in many of San Francisco's schools. Many of them will have some or more of the following: the chicken or veggie burrito, the cheese tamal and refried beans, pancakes with omelet, five cheese lasagna, plantains and baby carrots. Some other schools may be serving the Mongolian beef with not-so-fried rice and edamame as well. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The latest from the Kincade Fire, still burning in northeastern Sonoma County. Almost 77,000 acres have burned. The fire is now 45% contained. At least 266 structures have been destroyed, 47 damaged, 133 homes lost. No reported deaths or missing persons. 90,000 plus structures threatened. Two injuries, and they were both firefighters. It's been burning now for 7 days. They are still investigating. We still don't know the cause of the fire, and I remember November 7th being a date that they say the fires will probably be even further under control and put out. Relief is being felt as the Kincade Fire burning northeast of the city of Geyserville. Firefighters are making progress in containing the blaze. Evacuation orders have been lifted in Santa Rosa, Sebastopol, Healdsburg, and Windsor, and people can return to their homes. Although a warning is still in effect that evacuations could be ordered again if the situation turns for the worse. The winds were not as powerful, fanning the flames, but relative humidity was still in the low single digits. Plus, there's a bit of frost, some low temperatures in the 20s and 30s in different places in Northern California. Maybe that might help put the fires out. Thanks to San Francisco Gate and Cal Fire for facts and figures in that story. A rather disturbing story this morning from Associated Press. There's a low-income apartment complex in Novato for elderly people that lost electricity, and a lot of folks there got no help from anyone. Not property management, not PG&E, not first responders. Novato, Fortunately, this place was in Novato. It was the folks there were fortunate. The people there at the villas at Hamilton in Novato were not evacuated because of the Kincade Fire further north in the Sonoma County. But when the lights went out, people were confused, tripping over each other, and no one responded to their cries for help. Again, this happened at the villas in Hamilton in Novato in northern Marin County. Few slight injuries. Property management did not return Associated Press's call. We have an election. We have a Cross Currents Morning Report coming your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents later this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from Neon with Parasite, a dark comedy thriller about two very different families whose fates cross in a tale of class, greed, and deception. Now playing in select cities, Paradise-Movie for more theater info. Sunny today, highs in the 60s, lower 70s, north winds up to 15 miles per hour, and a spare the air alert has been issued for today in the San Francisco Bay Area. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. Back to Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Time is 8:07. Thanks for your support. Big time.